Oh, my. I thought I'd bring him in on a Beatles song. 8:02 the time. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And we welcome, as we do each and every Thursday, the mayor, Bob Whalen. Bob Whalen steps in. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you again for this conversation that we have each and every Thursday. It's really important to the community. We started the show off this morning, and I'll start our conversation off this morning with the same horrific and dark news that we've been talking about since last night, and that's the murder of a cyclist on Coast Highway and Crown Valley. What can you tell us about the incident that you know?
Truly tragic. I really don't have any more information than you do. I mean, this, you know, bicyclist gets hit by a driver, and driver emerges from the car and then, you know, stabs the victim, who subsequently dies at the hospital. I mean, it's just really unfathomable. Why, well, this road rage, you know, type of activity. Now, we don't know if they were connected or had a story, but I mean, more will come out on that. But it's just, it's just such a sad and tragic story.
Right. I was talking to the audience that just 24 hours ago, I was telling you, hey, it's going to be a beautiful day. Get out, enjoy it. Jump on the beach, jump on your bicycle. And then for one cyclist, it ends horrifically, and for their family. So, yeah, we collectively send out our thoughts and well wishes to their family.
Absolutely. So, yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And we'll keep in touch in case we have more information to go back and forth. I appreciate that. Let's talk about this coming Tuesday and the council session for this coming Tuesday. You're going to be going over interviews and appointments.
We are going to be going over interviews and appointments. We do this twice a year. And I think last count was something like 80 applicants, roughly, for 30 positions, which is terrific. Going to give us some really great you know, people to choose from. And our committees, I think you and I have talked about this before, they're so important to the overall operation of the city and our city government. I mean, they do a whole lot of vetting and analysis that then, you know, comes up to the council in terms of recommendations, or, you know, on the Planning Commission and Design Review Board in terms of, you know, decisions that we're asked to either affirm or modify or reject. But it's critical, and I'm so thrilled that so many people have applied.
Right, and you're quite right. You say they really do a lot of the footwork. It's really important work they do. And I had mentioned yesterday to those that don't get selected to not give up on it and continue to stay informed and continue to stay involved and maybe even apply again next time when there's an opportunity.
Well, thank you for that message. We do try to, you know, say that, you know, each evening, because there's so many good candidates that, you know, don't get selected, maybe because there's not enough openings on the committee or there's not an exact fit. But yeah, I think people hopefully will not be discouraged. We have had, you know, people who have applied, you know, a couple of times before they got on a committee, and then they ended up being great, you know, great contributors. So yeah, thank you for your applications. Don't get discouraged if you're not picked this time around. And there'll be another in May, so it's not that far away that there's another opportunity to apply.
Right. What was the first committee you were on?
Actually, the first committee I was on for the city was the Planning Commission.
Okay.
So, I spent 4 years on the Planning Commission from 2008 to 2012 before I went on to the council. But, you know, it's diverse, right? I mean, it's a whole background of committees. There's you know, there's heritage, there's environmental sustainability, there's emergency disaster preparedness, there's parking, traffic and circulation, and planning and design review. So it covers a broad you know, subject matter area. Right. And you can't believe, when we look at these resumes, how many subject matter experts, and I mean experts, are in our community.
Right,
great.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. And again, essential committees. What is the, I'm reading that we're also going to be talking about organization-wide classification and compensation study. You're going to be reviewing that. What exactly is that? Can you explain that to our listeners?
Yeah, this is something, it's really somewhat internal to the organization and the employees as a group. And, you know, a year ago at our strategic planning session, one of the top goals, you know, of the council and the city manager was to, you know, invest in our employees and the various programs. And this is one of them that was top on their list, which is, you know, we want a classification study done to see where whether our jobs that individuals are doing are properly classified, you know, relative one to the other, and in terms of comparison to outside communities, and whether our compensation levels are, you know, commensurate with, you know, what's being paid in other communities. So, you know, it's kind of a technical study and analysis of our workforce compared, you know, both internally and externally, and hasn't been done in 20 or more years. So it's time, and I think it'll be appreciated by our employees, and we're willing to, you know, certainly make this investment to make sure it's all, you know, correct and up to date for them.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be looking forward to hearing about that. So last weekend's workshop, I was there in the early part of it, and I was there during the public comment. I'm curious as to the rest of the workshop. Was it productive? And what are some of the things that we're focusing on moving forward from the workshop?
Yeah, I felt it was an excellent day, really. Very good day. You know, all the we started with public input, really some thoughtful you know, input mm-hmm. from the public in terms of where what we should be thinking about in our strategic planning. That was great. And then we moved into the morning session, was kind of a mission and visioning session led by a facilitator. And that, I think, went very well. And, you know, we came up with a vision, and this is for the sort of the organization in terms of how it's going to lead itself each day. And came up with a good statement, which is to create the most livable city through leadership, innovation, and commitment to people, the environment, the arts, and our unique history. So that's sort of a vision that the council and the top management group came up with through a morning session. It kind of set the tone for what we do every day. And then we went into the afternoon, and we, you know, got more specific about looking at our existing strategic plan and goals, and then deciding, you know, should some be added? And we did decide to add some. So it was a you know, a very productive day, I think.
I would agree. Hearing that, I would definitely agree. And what a great vision to start each morning off with, huh?
Yeah. No, I think it's just sort of the idea is, okay, everybody's coming to work here, you know, in the big picture. What are we about each day? What are we trying to, what are the values that we really care about and want to promote? So it's, you know, it's a big picture statement, but it sets the tone and the attitude for how you approach your work and your contribution to the city each day. And there were some key initiatives we added that I think, you know, the one was from the community. They really urged us to update our open space and conservation element of our general plan, which hasn't been comprehensively done in over 20 years. So some of the maps that were in there for blue line streams and things go back to the 80s. So we're going to do that. I'm also very excited. We're going to undertake a master plan of facilities for the city, which has never been done before, which is, okay, what do we own? How do we best deploy it for the residents? What are the physical conditions of each of those facilities? You know, what do we need to do to invest in those to make them up to date and modern? You know, this will be a very long range plan, but I'm excited about that. And then we're looking at the Laguna Canyon planning study, which has been on our list for years, but needs to be done. Kind of look at the overall land use and zoning, and you know, what's that district from kind of Canyon Acres on out to El Toro really going to look like from a land use planning standpoint? So lots of work to do, exciting, and you know, it was great the council was able to get behind these new initiatives.
Right. Mayor Whalen, I got to tell you, I love hearing this. I absolutely love hearing this. And even if some of it is incredible, it seems long range, that's a beautiful focus point. So thank you very much. That's very cool to hear. One of the things that I find that's important to me, and I talk about it constantly, they're probably tired of hearing about it, my audience, I'm saying, is that when I go out on the kayak and I'm pulling plastic off of the top of the ocean or whatever, the things that irk me the most are the Mylar balloons that I try and pull up, and they're wrapped around kelp, or they're quite literally wrapped around wildlife when you see wildlife there. The city council last week unanimously approved the ban that restricts the sale and use of balloons. First of all, to all five members of the city council, thank you very much for that. And how does that look moving forward?
Well, it's, first of all, thank you for that. Some of the video evidence that we have seen, people don't intend for this to happen, right? But these balloons just end up in the ocean, and they're, they affect the marine life there, and of course the overall environment. And we just felt it was time to take a stand on this. Some other coastal communities, a few, maybe four or five, have similar bans, and you got to start somewhere. State of California's phasing in a ban on Mylar balloons, but it won't take effect till 2030. We just said we're not going to wait for that. There's too much fire risk associated with Mylar balloons.
Right.
And we all know about fire risk in our community. So we're going to start kind of like we started with the plastics ban, which puts a lot of onus on the city to do an educational program for, our business community and hotels and everyone who's likely to, use balloons in public spaces. Now, this applies to city beaches, parks, open spaces. So that's what we're looking to ban them all from. We'll do this education, and then, January 1, we'll start really enforcing it. So,
okay.
It'll be an adjustment, but somebody said to me, one of the comments we had was, banning smoking on the beaches was controversial years ago. Banning alcohol was controversial. We just got to keep taking steps to improve. When we see matters that really adversely affect our marine environment, we need to take steps to protect it.
Absolutely. And you mentioned cigarettes. Yeah, just years ago, you were able to smoke on an airplane, and that was a normal thing. And now, yeah, good luck.
Right.
So it's taking place January 1st of next year. So currently, right now, at the grocery stores, they've got all the Super Bowl football-shaped Mylar balloons. We will not see that after January 1st of next year?
Right. We'll be working with all the businesses in the city that, that mostly the grocery stores, I think, in Laguna and maybe one or two other locations, that you won't be able to purchase them here. And then if you're using them or, in the park or the open space, our park rangers will be enforcing that come January and educating people before that we've got this balloon ban that's going into effect. So, it'll take a little while to roll out, but we're on the path.
All right. Well, thank you very much again for attention to that. Speaking of attention to things, were you up early this morning to see if Punxsutawney Phil would see his own shadow?
I noted he saw his own shadow. So 6 more weeks of colder than normal weather. I missed your segment earlier, and you told me that you did a history course on Phil, so please send that to me.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you as soon as we're done here. It's a fascinating story. It really is. It goes back thousands of years, and it was originally a badger, by the way.
Oh, great. Good. Ed, you're always so thorough with your homework.
Well,
so,
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and I always appreciate you stepping in, and I know our audience does as well each and every Thursday morning. Mayor Whalen, thank you so very much for the conversation this morning.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. We'll talk to you soon. 8:17 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.